Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So right now we're in November of 2021, and November and December is often a time of pivotal decision-making. It's often a time of transition, new doors open, new opportunities open. There's this shifts happening, it seems like. A lot of times in our lives, we're faced with decisions about which way to go. Do I go this way or do I go this way? Which way do I go? And I've learned enough in my life not to make these decisions on my own whenever possible, to pray about them, to seek God, to ask for his leading and direction in your life for what is the best way to go. Because he's got a plan for your life that's better than anything you could ever think or ask or dream. Or imagine. But something I've found is sometimes you'll ask God a question. You'll ask him which way to go, and you don't get a clear answer. He doesn't answer you with a clear answer the way that you would expect him to answer. And what I've learned in those times is what he's doing is he's allowing us to step into a higher level of growth, into making decisions. Now, part of this, I once heard a pastor say, I believe it was Jesse Duplantis, that God had spoke to him and said, well, these times where I'm not speaking to you, I'm leaving that decision up to you. Make a decision and I will back it. Make a decision and I will back it. There will be times what I found where you'll pray and you just don't get an answer from God. And what I've learned in those times, it's like your kids, you want them to be able to make their own decisions eventually. You want them to be able to make their own good decisions eventually. And you want to give them that freedom to make those decisions as they grow and they grow up. I believe God does the same thing with us. So in those times when you pray and you don't get a clear answer, you've been waiting and waiting, you don't get a clear answer. Those may be the times where you seek him and say, hey, are you prompting me to make a decision here? Do you want me to make this decision? And my wife and I were talking about this because you see this a lot in the corporate world where people are making decisions from high up, but they have no understanding of what's going on in the daily workflow at the lower levels. And often those decisions are better made at their lower levels where people know what's going on. When the decision's made from high up and they try to implement these things, the people are like, this doesn't make any sense. This is going to be a horrible idea when you try to implement this because they have no clue what's going on at the local level. And so one of the things I believe God teaches us, and he tries to train us to make good decisions on our own. Now, what he will do, though, you have a safety net a little bit in some senses. He'll give you the freedom to make your own decision. But if you're about to go out of bounds, you're about to miss it in a big way, he'll let you know. Think about with your kids. You were wanting them to make their own decision, but they're getting ready to make a really bad decision and they had asked for your help. You'd probably jump in and help them. Kind of course correct them. You sure you want to go that way? But he does give us the freedom to make our own decisions. Sometime he'll say, this is the way to go. This is the path to take. Or he'll open a door and say, walk through that door. But there will be times where he doesn't show you exactly which way to go. And that's where if you're staying in his word, you're staying in bounds, you're staying positioned in the light, you're keeping your good positioning, you can begin to follow what you know to do. You can begin to follow that peace that you have on the inside to allow you to guide your decision-making. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.